What does it mean to be fully engaged, and what is the true power of full engagement? Stick around, be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? I hope everybody is doing great in this crazy world right now, because I know it's kind of hard to do that, but hopefully everybody is doing as well as they can be. Now, let's raise our spirits a little bit. In this video right here, this is going to be one of several covering The Power of Full Engagement by Jim Lohr and Tony Schwartz. Now, we've covered, you know, some of these other books on productivity and time management, but this would kind of help reinforce things a little bit further. One of the unique things about this book here is energy, not time, is fundamental currency on high performance. Now, this book can be broken up basically into like four basic principles, right? There are four sources of energy. We must learn to balance energy, expenditure, and renewal. This is systematic training we can use to push beyond our limits. There are positive energy rituals or several specific routines that are key to sustained high performance. Today, we're going to cover a few of the, two of the sources of energy. The first energy type is the physical energy. This is the fundamental fuel for our bodies. Jim and Tony suggest several ways to manage this energy. For example, they suggest eating 5 to 6 low glycemic, the GI, meals per day. If you're not familiar with GI, it's according to the GISSymbol.com, right? You can go there and check it out. It's a relative ranking for carbohydrates and foods according to how they affect the blood glucose levels, right? Now, I know some of you guys are, maybe not into that. They like to eat one meal a day, and that's okay. But for the purpose of this book, we're going to talk about what he's talking about here, right? So, and I know that if anybody has diabetes, they're most likely very, familiar with this term. So basically, a lower GI number means it doesn't spike your blood sugar. The University of Sydney has a site called, It's called glycemix.com, something like that. GlycemixDex.com. All right, so say that fast like three times. That's a searchable database where you can search foods to learn the GI numbers of all of them, right? Next, Jim and Tony, they suggest people should sleep like 7 to 8 hours per night. Now, I know this is difficult. You got people like Trump out there that sleeps like 4 or 5 hours a night. I'm lucky to get 3, but they say try to get at least 7 or 8. They recommend that people learn to take deep breaths followed by elongated exhales. The example that they kind of give is to breathe in for a count of 3 and then out for a count of 6. Lastly, managing physical energy. They recommend doing various interval and strength training on a regular basis. The next type of energy is emotional energy. The book encourages us to access pleasant and positive emotions to make sure that we perform at our very, very best. They encourage us to build all the energy sources like we would find, for our muscles, or like we wouldn't actually need for our muscles, right? For example, they state that muscles, fueling our emotional energy are self-confidence, self-control, and empathy. They share the negative emotions and are useful for high performance. To recover emotional energy, they encourage us to use activities that we enjoy that are fulfilling and positive. Examples are maybe spending time with, your family or listening or maybe even creating music or doing things that have creative expression. They discourage things like watching TV and just kind of going mental patient on one of those TV shows on Netflix, right? And you start with season 1, episode 1, and next thing you know, you're in season 12, right? And it's only been the weekend and that's all you've done. Not too good, right? Now, their main argument in this book is that performance, health, and happiness are grounded in the skillful management of energy. The number of hours in a day is fixed, but the quantity and quality of energy available to us is not. It is our most precious resource. The more that we take responsibility for the energy we bring to the world, the more empowered and productive we become. So in the next video, we'll cover what the book talks about in relation to the next two energies, the mental and the spiritual, and then how changes in energy can affect all of them. So what do you think? Do you believe these guys may be onto something with the idea of energy management is more important than time management? Let me know in the comments below. As always, love you, God bless you, and stay sane in this crazy, crazy world. So catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all in the next one.